This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we started a conversation with Venus Welch White, the acting director of the EPA Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs. We talked about the Endangered Species Act, the power of the courts with the EPA, and much more. Today we'll continue a conversation about other ag topics, coming up right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
When it comes to ethanol production, the EPA now has control over the setting the volumes for the production. While many may not be pleased with the numbers, Welch White says that Administrator Regan was adamant that farmers needed to at least have those numbers available and know where they stood well ahead of time.
The administrator, when he first took office, one of his key objectives was really to get the RFS program back on track. It had just not been in the space where it needed to be. Farmers did not have certainty. There were obviously, you know, lags in the standpoint of some of the volumes. And for the first time ever, there was volumes that were set for 3 years. And that's the first time that that has happened. So there is certainty on the volumes. And so farmers know what to expect. The biofuels stakeholders know what to expect.
Now, increasing the numbers of ethanol production and those volumes is a whole nother topic. However, Welch White says the EPA is willing to engage with stakeholders on this issue.
Because there's routine and active engagement with farmers, so again, we hear from stakeholders on a regular basis. We work very closely with our program offices to make sure that those equities and those concerns and those needs, they're not falling on deaf ears. And so our office plays a critical role in making sure that, again, farmers have a seat at the table, that their concerns are met. And again, these concerns are not lost on us. I personally understand production. Yep. I personally have been in the combine. I've seen these things. I understand what we're talking about. I've been in soybean fields. I understand all of these things. Crushing facilities, you know, the whole nine yards. We recognize that, in fact, these issues are not foreign to EPA and to our office.
There's also news coming out of the EPA last week about the Farm Ranch Rural Communities Committee. Welch White talked about the new membership on the board and continued membership of one of Iowa's citizens and having representation on their committee.
It has been a longstanding federal advisory committee. It's actually been in existence for about 15 years. And we're pleased that as of yesterday, the administrator announced 24 new members, and that included 18 brand new members and then 6 returning members. Our good friend Bill Kauser of Iowa was reappointed, so congratulations to him. He has been definitely a valuable member of the FRCC, and we look forward to continuing engagement. The FRCC provides independent policy recommendations to the administrator of EPA. Folks are appointed for their 2 or 3 year terms, and they have a chance to provide recommendations and guidance, as well as education on a host of all things that happen within the EPA landscape. They've been a very productive and a very robust, meaningful contributor to EPA. Earlier this year, they made recommendations, and so some of those recommendations were actually implemented. And then just a few months ago, they met, and so there's actually a second tranche of recommendations that also the administrator acknowledged and recognized even to yesterday with the announcement. So we just look forward to them continuing to be a viable part of EPA and look forward to those recommendations and getting the new committee up and running. So congratulations to all the new FRCC members. We look forward to working with you.
You can find our whole conversation on yesterday's AMPM episode. I'm Dustin Huffman.